Hello, guess who's at the door? Won't you be a dear and let me in? Ta-da! It is indeed I, your favorite building manager. How is my little helper doing today? I see that you got through all of the tenant's work requests. You've really been giving it your all lately, haven't you? Well, aren't you going to invite me in? Why, thank you. I believe I will come in for a quick visit. Please pardon the intrusion. Always so nice to be in your apartment. Even though you spend every day working in other people's apartments, you still somehow always find time to keep your own house in perfect condition. Well, I think that is obvious enough. I just came to check up on you. I hear that you have been working extra hard lately on everyone's requests. So diligent. You always do such a good job. I'm very impressed. Who's my good boy? Oh, come on. There's nothing wrong with me giving you head pats. How else could I show you my gratitude? Maybe you had some other thing in mind that I could do to you to show you just how much I appreciate you? Oh, sweetie, I just can't help but tease you a little. Your expressions are just the best. Besides, I could never deprive myself of patting your head. No matter what kind of naughty things you would want to do to me. In all honesty, though, I really do have a lot to thank you for. I am technically the building manager, but it's you who actually takes care of everyone around here. Though, I can't exactly say that I am in any hurry to change that. I mean, I inherited the building from my parents, who were the original owners, but I really am not cut out to be a caretaker. No. I am much rather suited to being a slime of leisure. I'm already loaded from inheriting the building, not to mention all of other properties my family owns. Why should I get my hands dirty when I can have an adorable little tenant like you do it for me? I wouldn't exactly call it unfair either. I mean, let's remember that in exchange for you doing my job for me, I make sure that all of your expenses are taken care of. You don't have to pay rent or utilities or for groceries. I mean, I even give you some pocket money so you can go and treat yourself now and then. I'm sure anyone would kill to be in your position. It also doesn't hurt that you have such an adorable older woman as your roommate, does it? Well, of course I am your roommate. I mean, you've never once turned me away. And I spent a good 75% of my time in your apartment. Though I guess it does help that since I own the building, I have a key to every apartment. But yours is the only one I always keep here. That's right. I keep it nice and safe here next to my heart. If you look close enough, you can just about see the outline of it through my shirt. These human clothes are nice and comfy. Though, they do tend to become a bit see-through when they come into contact with my slimy body. See? Oh my, you didn't shy away from looking that time. Is my teasing already wearing off on you? Such a shame. Though, I think I can learn to love your more confident side too. Ah, yes. That is the question, isn't it? What am I doing here? Do I really need the reason to come and visit? Can't I just miss you and want to see you? You've been working all day and haven't given me any attention. Maybe you've been seeing another woman. Is it that cowgirl in apartment 117? Because I'm pretty sure that she is engaged to that boy she lives with. I'm not sure. It's been a little while since I've checked in on them. Aww. Don't worry, cutie. I know you aren't doing anything naughty with the other tenants. You are far too obedient to be swayed by any other woman. And that's actually part of the reason I am here. Well, I mentioned before how hard you have been working. And I wanted to make sure you know that it hasn't gone unnoticed. And that is why I am here to offer you a little reward for your efforts. No, it isn't more headbutts. Though if you want more headbutts, all you need to do is ask. I thought that a good way to reward you for working so hard is to pamper you. Take all of that stress from your day and make it melt away. Why don't you lie down there on the couch and I can get started? With what? Oh, cutie. Don't ask too many questions. Just leave it all to me. You are in good hands. My hands. That's right. Just relax. How is that? Feeling my soft, squishy fingers dancing around your ears. Your ears are so nice. I love all of the little details. All of the curves and graces. It's pretty, really. Almost like seashells. And what if I just cut them like this? Now I'll just move down to your neck. So much tension in your neck. You've been leaning over a lot. Haven't you? Oh dear. You really need to remember to take breaks. Your body isn't as flexible as mine. Your muscles get stiff and tired. Normally, I don't mind you being stiff around me, but not like this. And your shoulders are just as tight too. What am I going to do with you, sweetie? That was a rhetorical question. Of course, what I'm going to do with you is massage every inch of you until you are softer than me. You are slowly turning to slime yourself thanks to me. It's satisfying for me to feel your muscles all loosen up. I think being a person with no skeletal structure, I am much more aware of the different levels of firmness that your muscles can exist in. Oh, come now. There is nothing dirty about that. I am simply pointing out that you are very firm. And I am doing my best to soften you up. And of course, the best way to do that is to rub my slimy smooth hands over every inch of your body. You can hide your face as much as you like. I can still feel you blushing. If it bothers you that much, then I'll make you a deal. I'll stop teasing you when you stop getting flustered by it. Deal? Well, I never said that the deal would be fair. You really think I would give up my favorite hobby in the world? Never ever. Not to mention you don't have to say anything. I know you would be sad if I ever stopped. You can try to fight it. Try to stuff down that little voice in your head that tells you that you like it. But I know you love my teasing just as much as I love doing it. You don't have to hide anything from me, sweetie. Anything that happens here is just between us. Your chest is nice and firm. I love it. And your stomach too. It's firm, but still a little soft. Oh, don't worry, cutie. I mean it as a compliment. You have such a lovely shape to your body. From your chest to your stomach to your... Oh? What do we have here? Oh, please, sweetie. You can't hide it from me. I know you've had an erection since I first touched you. It's not like I can blame you, of course. I wanted you to. Why else do you think I wore a white tank top? Of course you can see my slimy tits soaking through. It also doesn't hurt that well moving down your body. My tits are hanging inches from your face. I was curious to see if you would make the first move. But you were a good little boy. You always are, though. I did indeed come here with the intention of relieving your stress. And what is a better way to relieve stress than by busting a fat nut? Let's just call the massage a nice little warm-up. But now, I think it's time to move on to the main event. That's it. Nice and slow for starters. It's been a little while since I've had some fun with you, hasn't it? Have you been doing it yourself? I know some of you males are taking part in some strange ritual this month. I think it's called No Nut November. What a silly concept. One that you're about to fail regardless. That's it. That's it. Oh, look at you swelling up. I've barely even gotten started and I can feel your blood pumping down to your dick. Oh, such a good boy. That's it. Feel my slimy hand milking you. Yes. Are you getting close? Are you? If you want to come, then you should ask me properly. Go on. Ask me to come all over my slimy, delicate fingers. Such a good boy, asking so politely. How about this? You're allowed to come, but only when I get to zero. Are you ready? Oh, look at your face. So cute and desperate. Come on. If you want me to keep going, then say please. What? So much. I wasn't even touching you. My God. Just look at you. Such a mess you made. Well, we don't want to waste it after all. Not to mention you didn't follow my orders and came without reaching zero. What am I ever going to do with you? It's so thick and creamy. You've certainly been eating a lot of protein lately, haven't you? Delicious as always. I see that you got excited again. Was it that good? Feeling my tongue dancing all over your crotch? Very well. Since I am in such a good mood, I'll spoil you. Instead of my hand again, how about I suck your dick? Would you like that? Having your slimy sugar mommy suck your stiff cock? I think you would like that. Here we go then. Your dick sliding in and out of my warm, slimy mouth. Can you feel me coating every inch of you? What if I... Wow. I know I don't need to breathe, but still. It is amazing feeling your balls against my chin. You pumped out so much semen already, but they still feel so heavy. I can feel it from outside. All of that delicious cum just waiting to be let out. Give it to me. Come on. Don't hold back. Just let it all out into my throat. Wow, you had been holding that in for a while, hadn't you? Good work as always, my good boy. It was delicious down to the last drop. You're so warm. I can feel your warmth in my tummy now. But also just feeling your body is nice too. I hope you will continue to work hard for me again tomorrow. And who knows? Maybe I'll have more rewards for you in the future. Like what? Well, my little cutie, what fun would it be if I just told you that, Let's just say, I never wear underwear when I come to visit you. I'll I'll let you consider what that means for the future. For now, get some rest, sweetie. Tomorrow is looking like a full day again. And you will need all the rest that you can get.